I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sassy Elliott, hey. Sassy Elliott. It's the WIP afternoon show.
We didn't have that for Dan Popper.
Yeah, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us from Los Angeles, he's out there with fans of Philly covering the game. That is one Elliot Shore Parks, a.k.a. Sassy Elliott. What's up, Elliot?
We at on Rodeo Drive. We at, E.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sunny out here. I got my linen on, getting ready to go to the stadium. So life is good. Is that just my new song now? Is that the new one? No more Elliot's on the phone. No more pants are tight. Just Sassy Elliott.
I love the Sassy Elliott.
You don't like Sassy Elliott, do you?
Well, I can just hear it now, like, because a lot of people do yell at me about the other songs. I can't wait to be walking up to the game and have everyone yell, like, hey.
The best part, I said this last time.
I actually love it.
I love it. The best part is it wasn't Elliot. It was a AI right. Elliot, but now he is going to become Sassy
Dude,
Elliot.
Can you imagine Eagles pregame? They pan to everyone on the stage, right? And they finally get to Elliot, and the whole crowd goes, hey. Come on, man.
I mean, I guess it could be worse if the whole crowd's going to yell something at me. Yeah.
So Elliot is out there. I imagine Elliot, given, you know, what it's usually like at SoFi with visiting fans, there will be a monster Eagles fan presence out there.
Yeah. You know, just being here as long as I have been, you know, being out today, and I imagine when I get to the stadium, it'll be the same thing. Just Eagles fans everywhere, like in the hotel lobby, tons of Eagles fans. And it's really every time I come here, it's mostly Eagles fans. And I know, look, they're not going to play the Chargers in the playoffs. But it's another reminder that if they do have to go to L.A. to play the Rams in the playoffs, I actually think they're better off playing that game in L.A. than they would be in Philly. So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind when you look at the playoffs.
You know why they wouldn't be? It's a funny take. It's a funny take. Is that the Rams offense?
I think it's the correct take.
Well, but the Rams offense runs best in good.
Yeah.
In good.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want that offense here?
Yeah.
Well, Matt Stafford threw for what, almost 400 yards in the snow last year?
Well, because he's good, but I'm sure.
Yeah. Right. But I guess the point I'm making is I think in L.A., where they would likely be an underdog, they wouldn't have to deal with the pressure of playing at home. There'd be a lot of Eagles fans there anyway. And in an environment where football is meant to be played, where they could just be themselves and not have to worry about weather, I think they'd have a better chance to win the game there.
All right. This segment sponsored by NJM Insurance. One thing I wanted to ask you, there was a tweet from Lane Johnson earlier with the eyes emoji. Now, I don't know what the rules are. Could Lane Johnson play tonight? Was that about that, or do you think it was about something else?
No, I think it's about next week.
Okay.
I mean, Lane could play tonight. Like, he is allowed. He's not on he's already been ruled out. So
okay.
Never mind. He can't
okay.
play.
All yeah, right.
He can't play. But he's not on IR. So I think he'll play next week is what that's saying.
And then from an injury standpoint, Landon Dickerson, we knew, didn't practice on Friday. It was because of rest. Is Landon Dickerson okay for tonight, do you imagine?
Yeah, he'll play tonight. Now, you know, is he okay? I think he all year has been dealing with different things. But I will say, like, after having a rocky first month of the season, I do think he has played better over the past five or six games. He's playing more frequently. He's playing all the snaps. He's not in and out of games. So, yeah, I don't think anyone on the offensive line is 100%, but I expect Landon to play tonight. And I actually think the offensive line, for as much as we use them as a reason the offense is struggling, I think as pass protectors, they have improved over the past month or so.
So the, you know, the top line we asked about tonight, we're all style points guys at some time, except for Ike. But like tonight is not a style points game. Tonight's just go in there and save the season. And we all agree it's a must-win game. The question is, do they have it in them? And based on, you know, what we saw against the Bears, it's hard to have a lot of faith. Like, what do you think is in them tonight? Forget about the actual execution and how much they score, all that stuff. Do you think they have it in them to go in there, win this game, and sort of get their season back on track tonight?
I do. I do think they have it in them to go out and play a good game tonight. Being down all week at the NovaCare, like, I do sense the vibes are high. Now, look, I've sensed that throughout the season, and they've not performed on Sunday. So I'm not saying that's the end-all be-all, but I just mean you don't sense being down there that, you know, they're worried about the game or that they know they're not playing well in, like, a worrisome way. I think that vibes are high in the locker room. When you watch them out of practice, they're loose. So I think they feel good going into the game for sure. Now, the question is, like, will they actually show up on Monday night and do it? I think they will, coming off of an extended break. The last time they've had extended breaks, I think they're 2-0 when they have extra time. So I think that'll help them, and I do think they'll play a good game tonight.
What do you make of the Tim McManus report that Nick Sirianni had a larger presence during offensive meetings?
So my biggest takeaway from it was it's just a reminder that as much as it makes people feel better to, like, blame Kevin Petullo, that ultimately this is a Nick Sirianni product out on the field. That it is his responsibility to make sure the offense is better. It's his responsibility to make sure that the penalties don't happen, that it's a cleaner product. Like, obviously on the field, it's on Jalen. He's the quarterback. He has the most to do with how the game is played. But yeah, I think that Sirianni knows the offense is not performing at a high level. He is the head coach. He's an offensive head coach. So it doesn't surprise me that he is maybe taking more time in meetings than he used to. I don't view it as like the first step towards Petullo being out. But I just think it's a reminder, like, yeah, it's fun to blame Petullo for some people because it makes you feel better about Nick and Jalen. But, like, ultimately, it is a Nick Sirianni product, and it is a Jalen Hurts offense.
Yeah, but is it a better product because Nick Sirianni is more involved? Or will it be a better product because he's
more
involved?
I don't think there'll be any difference. Like, okay. I think Nick's super involved all the time. You know, okay. I think, like, it is a Nick – it's a, like, the way I view this is it is a – offense built by Nick Sirianni for Jalen Hurts that Jalen Hurts has a lot of control in. And Kevin Petullo is just in the middle there. Like, he picks the plays. He has, like, his say. But ultimately, they build this offense for Jalen Hurts' skill sets, and then they do it from what Nick Sirianni wants to do from a big picture standpoint. So if Nick's being more involved, I actually don't think that means, like, schematic changes or things like that. I think it's just an emphasis from Nick to the offensive players about how they need to be better.
So to me, what is the biggest difference with Jalen as far as execution? Like, he's the same quarterback for the most part from a physical standpoint that he's been the entire time that he's been here. They know him very well. They've coached him longer than anyone else. They didn't draft him, but they've coached him 5 years of the 6 years mm-hmm. that he's been in the NFL, and they've seen heights with him. And I understand the heights in the 2 years that they happened may have been under different circumstances, but Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore, two established play callers, have been able to get a lot out of Jalen Hurts in the offense. And when you have an inexperienced guy there, whether it's Nick Sirianni who's more influential or not, and maybe this is, that Nick needs a true right-hand man there. Right? To where that guy is controlling everything. I'm just wondering how they haven't been able to figure out a way to put an effective offense around Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, so I think it's a bunch of different things off that. One, and you said it in there, but I do think it's important to note, like Shane Steichen and Kellen Moore had very different jobs than Brian Johnson and Kevin Pitullo. Like they were coming off seasons where the team didn't even win a playoff game, right? So the expectation, well, not so much expectation, but like the pressure, how much teams, you know, like the, how teams played them was different than what Brian Johnson and Kevin Pitullo have seen, in my opinion. Like they're coming off Super Bowl season. So I think the job is different. Now, in terms of this season, what I think a difference has been, one, I don't think Jalen's accuracy has been very good this year. I do think, like, coming into this year, at least prior to training camp, like, I thought Jalen was a very accurate quarterback and has been a very accurate quarterback. I think this year his accuracy has not been as good. I don't think he's dealt with pressure well this year. And when they're allowing more pressure, like last year, they were a very, very good pass-blocking offensive line. I think they've improved as the year has gone on, and I think over the past few games they've been pretty good at it. But I still don't think he's dealt with pressure well this year. So those would be from a Jalen component as to why I think things are different. And then in terms of Pitullo, Sirianni, the offensive coordinator, I mean, one thing I do think is absolutely fair to put on them is like the sloppiness. Now, I know that it is the player's job. Like, it's not like they're not coaching them to not jump off sides. Like, A.J. Brown has the most penalties on the offense. He's a veteran Pro Bowl, All-Pro player. So, like, he knows what to do. He's being coached what to do. He's just messing up. But ultimately, that is on them. So I think with an inexperienced coordinator, there is a sloppiness that you would see with an inexperienced guy.
Okay.
Did you have another? So what did you make of Saquon Barkley this weekend when he was in his availability after practice? Mentioned that the energy on their sidelines this season has, I think it was his words, has sucked all season long.
He said it's been awful.
It's been awful. Okay, well, whatever. Yeah. I think we're saying the same thing. Yeah, just as bad. What did you make of that?
So, I mean, I guess it's not surprising in the way that the offense has, to use that word again, like has been awful and has sucked all year. Like, I can't imagine it's fun to be on the offensive side of the ball in these games. Most weeks they're struggling. There's penalties. They're making mistakes that, you know, all week they try not to make. So it's not surprising to me that it's not a fun experience. But I would say, like, it is on guys like Saquon, like Jalen Hurts, like Nick Sirianni, like Jordan Mailata for the offensive line, to make sure that that mood does not dip. So, you know, 14 games or 14 weeks into the season for it to still be like that, while I understand the human emotion of it, of if you're like struggling in the biggest part of your job and it's not going, like, I get the human emotion of it. You know, it can't be like we lean on the culture and then when things are struggling, everyone's like, yeah, it's awful down there. So I think that falls on the leaders of the team to make that better. And that is one thing I'll be looking for tonight. Like, how active are they on the sideline? Like, Saquon acknowledged that on game day, it's not good. During the week, it's good. During game day, it's not. Well, you know, it's on him. Like, we all saw the Super Bowl highlights last year. We've seen behind the scenes stuff. Like, he can be a vocal leader on the sideline. So that's definitely one thing to watch tonight, is just what is that sideline like and who is up and who is trying to get the sideline if they're struggling not to be awful.
And I know he didn't specify this, but I think it's okay to surmise this is primarily the offense. About the deep. You know what I'm saying? We say the sideline. I don't hear this about the defense. The defense seemingly, even when they haven't played well, I don't hear finger pointing. I don't see disruption over there on the sideline. They genuinely play for each other. When they struggle, they're there to uplift each other. And when they have success, they're there to pass the praise onto someone else. This is that offensive side of the football. And this is why I wonder, E.
Yeah, good.
You know, the star power is on that side of the football. I wonder if the Eagles are going to have to really look at this thing this offseason. And while they may like having that over there, managing those personalities isn't easy to do. And I think it weighs over the team. It weighs over the team. Those where the fingers are being pointed at, that's when the questions are coming out. That's where guys are unhappy at, this and that and the other. And then the other side of the ball has to carry that weight because the offense isn't carrying their weight. Like, they're not even carrying their weight from a leadership standpoint.
Yeah.
From a leadership standpoint, they aren't carrying their weight the way they should.
Yeah, so First, I would say I think the difference between the offensive and defensive side of the ball right now is on the offensive side of the ball, the guys that like want the ball, need the ball, they can't control if they get the ball. Like Quinyon is a Pro Bowl talent. Quinyon's playing out there every snap. The defensive linemen are playing, you know, their normal snap allotment. Zach Vaughn's playing every snap. So, like, they just have more control over how the game is going for them.
But they aren't complaining about the secondary play. The defensive line like, the secondary isn't complaining about not getting sacks up front, getting pressure on the quarterback. That's what I'm talking about, playing together as a unit.
Yeah, I agree. Now, the other thing about the sideline, and you could speak to this better than me, but, like, it is almost two different sidelines. Like, the defense is one part of that sideline, and the offense is the other side, right? So, on the defensive side, I can just see it from the press box. Like, guys are talking. Like, it's not as, like, they all sit in their own specific spots, but it's really all, they're sitting close together. Like, Jalen sits on one bench all the way off to the side and just, like, sits there with, you know, whether it be Petullo, Tanner McKee. And there's like, then there's, you know, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 feet. And then there's AJ and Devontae. And for as much as we talk about AJ, AJ is quiet on the sideline. Like, he just sits there. He is not like a get up, walk around.
Yeah, why?
You know, like, well, no, I'm agreeing with you. I think that's why the mood is not great. And then you
Why he's quiet on the sideline when you can. That's your time to be a leader in the moment instead of being over there reading a book or pouting or this and that and the other. How about uplift some guys over there?
So I agree with you. I'm saying I think Jalen and AJ's personality on the sideline is not vocal. Like, they're not vocal people on the sideline. And then the offensive line, who I do think does have big personalities, they're off in their own world, also on a bench all the way far to the left with Stoutland, like, going over corrections and stuff like that. So they can't even really do, like, the rah-rah stuff and walk up and down. So I do think it is personality-driven somewhat from the skill players that they're just not – they're not rah-rah guys. They're not get up and, you know, get it, lead a big huddle. Saquon can be that. We've seen him be that.
He's trying to. Yeah, he's trying to.
Awful. You know what? Exactly. Somebody's got to. Like, I know it was just one clip. I see Dak Prescott firing everyone up on the sidelines when they're down 21-0. Like, someone open your mouth before the friggin' season ends up in a disaster. It's like, even
and before
fake
you get
it
in front of a camera complaining about it in the locker room.
Well, fake it. I don't care. Wake up. Somebody wake up. It just seems, they seem so dead to me, man.
So I think that's Saquon. I think that's the person to do it. He's done it before. He has the clout in that locker room to do it. I think all of a sudden, if AJ did or Jalen did it, now maybe players would like it because it's like, okay, look at the emotion they're showing.
Yeah.
But it also would be out of character, right? Like, it's not what they normally do. The other person I would point to is Nick Sirianni. Like, he is, if you're not going to be calling plays, and I know you're still doing stuff, managing the game, all that, but like,
that's a fair point.
One,
yeah.
You're the one that does have the time to go and, like, you know, hype up the players and have a read. You know, his whole thing is emotional intelligence. So, I think this all begins with them just playing well, right? I think they try all week. They're like, all right, we're going to come out. We're going to be clean. We're going to do all this. And then AJ has a false start on the second snap of the game, and it's like, here we go again, right? So I think part of it is about execution. And then if they're not executing, though, somebody has to make sure they don't dip into a funk.
Yeah, because here's my thing, E. Listen, ideally, you want everything to go well, but that's not how it works throughout the course of the game. The other side wants everything to go well on their side as well, meaning the other team. So there's going to be moments in games where you have to battle back. I'm looking at Houston and Kansas City last night. Houston goes up 10-0. Kansas City fights back to get in the game. They're tied at 10-10. Houston's on the road, on the ropes. They're fighting for their playoff lives, and look how they finished the game. Right? So I only say that to say you're not going to get a perfect game where everything goes your way. And something dawned on me when you were talking and you're talking about Saquon. I wonder if Saquon, when he says what he said, is there frustration there with him that he's the only one
that'll do it?
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because he also said if everyone's being honest. Right.
Yeah.
So it was almost like everyone needs to acknowledge it now. And what's crazy is to what you were just saying, too, like they are a sideline that has been in tough battles and has battled through it.
They
like
did.
As a unit.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
they just won the Super Bowl last year. And on the way to the Super Bowl, it was not all smooth. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like now we view that season as dominant. But there were plenty of games where the passing game wasn't good or like they were, you know, the Baltimore game is a tough game. Right. Like they have battled through it. I think the root of all this is last year they weren't making as many mistakes, and I that is a similarity to 2023. There is a feeling of how have we not fixed this yet? And when all week you feel good about the preparation and you practice good and you're like, here we go, right? And then the second play of the game, you get a penalty. I just think it's you so quickly remember how frustrating the season has been. But that's where they need to be better, for sure.
So, Elliot, final thing we have to ask you about is, of course, about the positivity bunny.
Yeah,
was that your idea?
No, I do love it, but it was not my idea.
He loves it.
Yeah. Of course.
So
you
tweeted that you think it is a message to the media for them to be positive?
So I think it was a couple things. One, I do think it was like partially about that they don't like when the media comes in the locker room, right? Like, we could do a whole show about that.
Yeah, they don't like when they're playing bad when the media comes in the locker room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So I do think there was probably a little bit of a message of, hey, things aren't as bad as maybe you guys make it seem. But that was a small part of it.
Okay.
I do think the larger thing is just trying to, you know, like a positive, just like get a positive message going. And here's why I like it compared to seems like other people. Because in 2023, when that season was sinking, I didn't see no positivity rabbit show up in that locker room, right? Like, they, like, towards the end of the season, I know they did, like, what's the thing called where you, like, lock yourself in something, you have to find your way out?
Escape room.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They went and did an escape room, and, like, you know, they tried different things like that. But if they feel there is a problem, and this is maybe, like, their attempt at fixing it, I like it. And I also think it can be a dumb thing for them to rally behind, like the underdog mask in 2017, right? Like the turnover mask that they did in 2018 on the sideline. I think sometimes something stupid like that can really just like bring everyone together. And if they win tonight, that rabbit is like going to the Super Bowl.
But,
like,
but you do know.
You said that rabbit's going to the Super Bowl.
You do know,
like,
though.
We don't have a rabbit.
You do know, though. They didn't put on the underdog mask when Carson got hurt. They put on the underdog mask when they were playing well. Like, they didn't they didn't put on the turnover masks or whatever when they weren't getting turnovers to help them get turnovers. It was because they were getting turnovers. Like, they were robbing people. That's what they were doing. This is not that. Like, maybe it'll they'll win tonight.
I don't know if it's not that. Well, but I think it's an attempt to fix something. Or
Those were a representative of the identity of who they were. This is a representative of the identity of who they're trying to be.
And
the reason that people look at this as a Hail Mary and sort of like fraudulent and skeptical of it, which I understand, is that, like, if you need to bring the bunny in to make everybody happy, then there's a bigger problem. This is different than the underdog mask, and it's different than the robber mask, in that that was a reflection of who they were, not who they were trying to be.
So I think with the underdog masks, it was a reflection of, like, you all thought we were underdogs and we're not. Like, we are not underdogs, right? Like, we're better than that. I think with the positivity rabbit, which I've kind of thought we're going to go positivity bunny, but regardless, positivity rabbit. I think there is also part of it. Again, this is what I was talking about with the outside world. Like, maybe don't use the word media, but in terms of, like, the fans and the media, I don't think they view it as bad in the building as we do on the outside. Like, we've spent a lot of this conversation talking about the sideline thing, and that is a real thing. Like, Saquon talked about, right? And, like, do they have the fight in them to show up? I think in the building, they don't view it as negative. So the reason I correlate it to the underdog mask thing is because the underdog mask was also a message to everybody else, right? Like, you were wrong about us. And I think the positivity rabbit is not that level of message, but I do think there is some part of it that is saying, like, hey, everyone thinks, you know, the sky's falling on the outside. Everybody thinks we're going to collapse. Everybody thinks, you know, AJ, like, whatever, right? And I think the rabbit does symbolize to a degree a reminder of, like, it is not as bad as people are making it out to be.
Well, Saquon said it was pretty bad.
Saquon said on the sideline, and I agree with that. I agree with that. Yeah.
All right, Elliot.
Do you think that AJ Dillon was the right person to deliver that message, or maybe someone who?
as much as I'm in on the positivity rabbit, I don't love the fact that it was AJ Dillon. Like, I would have preferred if it
No offense to AJ Dillon, of course.
Yeah. Well,
you prefer somebody who's playing football.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like, just like a team captain. Because now, whether you like it, don't like it, whatever, that positivity rabbit is going to be all over ESPN tonight. If they lose, it's going to get mocked relentlessly. Like, it is now something people are attaching to this team. So it could be a positive, and I think it will, but, like, if it's not, then we're going to always remember that rabbit.
And it's not worth it. It makes us look soft, man. Nobody wants a rabbit representing us.
Well, I'm not a big Easter guy, so I don't disagree with you on the symbol itself. I'm just saying I get the logic behind trying it.
It's not even a Ferris rabbit either.
No.
It's just a damn bunny rabbit. Easter bunny.
Yeah. All right.
But again, when we're all in Santa Clara at the Super Bowl having that positivity rabbit on Radio Row, you know, it'll be very different.
So you know what I thought about when I saw the rabbit? It took me 5 minutes to get to Fatal Attraction. If you don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Boil the Rabbit.
I didn't want you to say it.
Well,
yes.
Nah, the movie's 40 years old. I'm not spoiling anything, but yeah. Yes. All right, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. There'll be one tonight, and then there's one every single day. Elliot, thank you as always.
All righty.
Yep.
There he is. Elliot Shore Parks.
Out in Los Angeles.
Yes.
My man, out in Los Angeles.
Well, he's built for that.
He is built for Los Angeles.
While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. I did just order an inflatable 8-foot bunny for us. We'll have it in the studio on Friday if they win the game.
In case it works.
Yeah, in case it works.
You take that thing on Rebel and Scotchy on us.
Oh, they'll have a heart attack. Yeah, they do not. I'm not. It's not for the house. It's for us. And if they win, great. If they lose, that was $80. I just completely wasted.
Did you really order?
I did. While Elliot was
nuts.
Talking. Well, dude, I wanted it here in the studio.
$10?
No.
It
was $75 plus shipping.
Are you crazy?
Well, dude, how awesome would it be to have it in here for Football Friday for the rest of the season? I can't, I got to make a decision for the show. All right, 215-592-9494. If you want a prop or two for tonight, Fake Stats Connor joins us next. We'll give us that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So your house probably doesn't need an 8-foot-tall inflatable bunny, but it might need brand new windows and doors. And if you've waited until now when it's already cold, you should be punished, but instead you're going to be rewarded by Gaida because they have probably the biggest sale of the year, their big year-end sale, which is going to give you their biggest discount of the year, which means 40% off every window and door you buy. That is 40% off every energy-efficient triple-pane window expertly installed. That is 40% off any door. Any kind of door. You say, well, what if it's my garage door? 40% off. Patio door, 40% off. Entry door, 40% off. You start your project with no money down, and they let you pay it off without any interest for up to 12 months. Now is the time for you to go Gaida. All prior sales are excluded. Offer is until December 31st. So call Gaida today. Get all the details. Schedule a free in-home estimate, 877-GO-GAIDA, or visit GoGaida.com. That's GoGuida.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I can't get the Sassy Elliott song out of my head.
Return all day long?
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. That is a week from this Thursday. Ray Diddy will be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Which are you more worried about tonight, the Eagles offense or the Eagles defense? Well, this is a predictable result. 87.8% say they're more worried about
really?
The offense. Yeah.
Obviously, I'm worried about the Eagles offense, but I actually am worried about the Eagles defense. Because I think this is one of those games that's going to be a physical game. And I'm curious to see if the defense is going to match the physicality. I didn't peg the Bears game as some physical mismatch.
Yeah.
And then they got their asses kicked at home. So
yeah.
It's not that I think I'm more worried about the defense. I'm just curious what defense shows up tonight. Because the one on last Friday was embarrassing.
And here's the other thing. The Detroit game was more about the red zone on defense. They actually moved the ball up and down the field in between.
Yes.
Remember, Dan Campbell kept going for it on fourth down.
On fourth down, yes. Yeah,
so the defensive performance in that game looked a little better than it may have actually been. Then you had that damn Cowboy game to the Bears game. I'm more worried about the offense, but not to that degree where it's 80 or it's basically 90 to 10 as if there's no concern about the defense. I agree with you that there's something going on with the defense right now that they need to get fixed.
And let's be fair. The only way they're going on a run is probably if the defense starts being a top five unit again.
But truthfully, they haven't been a top five unit all year.
For the majority of the year.
Like we looked at those two games and we said, oh, they've arrived.
Right.
But the truth is that the cornerback two has been an issue all year.
Lack of pass rush.
The lack of pass rush has been an issue all year. So, and this is where not being able to score points, you know, the Rams have a cornerback two issue too.
Right.
The Rams have a secondary issue too. But they can score points.
Yep.
You know, the fact that they're not able to score points if you don't have a top five defense. And that was a hope. We weren't seeing a top five defense. They had two really good games. We weren't seeing a top five defense. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. We need you, brother.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's going on, gentlemen? Real quick, man. I just want to say, like, that bunny thing. Yeah, I mean, like,
I knew this wasn't going to sit well with Rios.
It's really like when I first heard it. It really, yeah, I mean, like, what are we doing now? This don't even signify. No, it don't signify anything. Nothing of Philadelphia Eagles or whatever that makes any sense. Anything that could have been used or whatever, but now we're doing goofy stuff with bunnies. All right, and yo, Jackie, hit the music. Man, we going straight to the point. It ain't about even the Chargers or any of our opponents because we are fighting us. Our freaking minds putting us in this damn funk. When we are a great team, a band of brothers who fight, we have to control our minds because what y'all have shown recently is a team who lays down and lets the opponents do what they want to do even in our own home. So what y'all going to do? Y'all going to do the same thing and lay down and let these suckers or anyone do whatever they want to do? Man, we fight all the way through to the end. No freaking regrets. Oh, I get it. Y'all gonna rely on a blown up freaking bunny. Are y'all being serious? Because it seems like we are goofy time. Look, I'ma leave this twinkle toes, bouncy bunny alone. This is a freaking combative sport. Men that I know, men that I rock with, ain't thinking about glitz and glamour, twinkie bunnies, goofy gang. Let's just have a lovely old time. We show our love differently. What y'all should have done is blow up pictures of kids at top fighting every day for their lives to maybe walk again someday to have some type of quality of life. Now, if seeing that wouldn't make y'all feel grateful and get you pumped up to put a smile on those kids' faces and show them that we fight no matter what, then you need to take your goofy ass out of here and go play slap and tickle all the way doing an eHarmony commercial. This ain't for the weak.
Men only. You sucker ass males, stay home and keep getting held by y'all significant others. We fight now. The rumble is on. We live for the pain and we live for suffering. Coming for your hunting ain't suffering for nothing. Hear the battle cry. Yeah, you suckers are cuffing. Cause the living mind word is to prepare to die for something. All gave some gave all. They gave us the throne to never quit and fall. So be grateful. Take the shots and smell. Bleed green through your veins cause we go to war in style. Let me tell y'all something, gentlemen. We are savages. Bleep the fame. We go through the suffering. We take the shots. We bleed and continue fighting so our loved ones don't have to. So go show who the hell y'all are on that football field. Certified grass growers. Let the violence be with you. I, Spike, and Fritz, what makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What just results?
Violence!
A-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles! I am Rios for North Philly Hunting Park, the Sergeant Major of Philly. Buddy, these nuts!
Whoa.
Right there.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Whoa. Wait. When he asked what gets results, I was going to scream, bunnies!
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That was intense.
Yeah.
That one was a lot.
I don't think the bunny thing didn't sit well with Rios.
No, nor...
No.
He's not going to be happy. If they win, he's not going to be happy with the bunny in general.
It's going to take him a while, especially if this thing sticks around.
I know.
Yes.
Now, it did get people to stop talking about, you know, Petullo and...
Yes.
So... It was a distraction.
It was a distraction.
Yeah, it's like a Trojan horse.
If they keep winning, we're bringing our bunny.
It doesn't really work, Ike. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not a Trojan horse.
But you get the point.
Yeah. Red herring? Could be a red herring. It's not a Trojan
horse. Oh, man.
If they win, we're bringing the bunny to Chickies with us for good. If they start winning, we're not going to have it tomorrow.
No, the bunny's going to stick.
Yeah.
No doubt about
it. And if they lose, we're bringing the bunny. Fake Stats, Connor, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I know I've missed you guys the past couple weeks, so how you guys doing?
Is that because you're losing?
No.
All right.
Can you, match what Rios just did with your prop
bets?
I
don't know if I can match with the energy, but I can match with the stats at least.
All right, and
with the wins that I'm going to provide. I got two plays and a parlay tonight, so I'm excited.
Well, parlay, these guys are going to be thrilled with you. What do you got?
Yeah, so on the Eagles tonight, I'm taking Devontae Smith over 21.5, longest reception. I'm going back to that market. I want to see how I do at the end of the year. And, well, he's hit for 5 of the last 6. And the general rule of thumb amongst us, like Eagles gamblers, is Smitty versus zone, AJ versus man. So we're going Smitty tonight because we're going to get a lot of zone versus the Chargers. So really like Devontae Smith.
Okay.
On the Chargers side of the ball, I'm taking Amarian Hampton over 12.5 receiving yards. I would take his longest reception, but they only have the alternate line, and we'll get to that in a minute. But he's returning off an ankle injury, and before he got injured, he was a heavy piece of the Chargers passing offense. He had a lot of targets, especially the last 3 games before he got injured. And he covered this line in 4 of the 5 games he's played this season. And running backs have covered their own line against us 61% of the time this season. So I like Amarian Hampton tonight. So those are the 2 standard plays.
Okay.
And then the parlays, the 3-leg, it does qualify for that 25% boost that they are offering on FanDuel. So I'm going to take Smitty. I'm going to take what we just took for Devontae Smith. Then I'm going to take Amarian Hampton at his alternate longest reception line of 15 yards because he's hit this 2 of the 5 times he's played. And then I'm going to take Dallas Goedert at an alternate longest reception line of 10 yards. So it's a longest reception parlay of Devontae Smith at his standard line 21.5, Amarian Hampton at 15, and Dallas Goedert at 10, who's covered in every game but 1 this season. So,
and what are the odds on that? Yeah,
it's +691, boosted to +863 after a 25% boost.
So. All right, there you go. Wow, those are good ones. All right. Fake Stats, Connor. Glad to have you back, and hopefully we get back on the winning side with those.
Need you.
Yep, absolutely. Happy to be back. I'll be back for the rest of the season. Go Birds.
All right, go Birds.
Go Birds.
215-592-9494. You don't need some sort of 3-legged parlay to get brand new appliances at the best price possible.
No, you don't, Spike.
You just need National Appliance Warehouse.
Now, unfortunately, the Black Friday Mega Sale is done at National Appliance Warehouse. But
whatever.
Don't you worry. You can still get the best price possible, guaranteed, because of Price Assure.
Yes, they update the prices right there in the store. Over. They're the only ones that have it.
Yeah. Exclusive to National Appliance Warehouse. So, tax-free Delaware, price short, and they always have great savings events going on, so don't worry, and you'll get down to National Appliance Warehouse. You'll be all good. So, we always talk about the culture mattering.
Yes.
Maybe the bunny.
Yeah,
helps get the culture back on track with a certain football team.
They don't need some sort of silly bunny at National Appliance Warehouse.
No, that is something that Marks and Mackin truly believed in. When building National Appliance Warehouse is a difference-making culture. When you go in there, they're going to get the right appliance for you. They'll make the whole process easy, and you're going to have a good time at the same time. So National Appliance Warehouse, difference-making culture. On top of that, you're going to get the right appliance. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Whirlpool, LG, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, whatever you need appliance wise, they have for you at National Appliance Warehouse. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Now, I know we're just talking about winning one game here, but do you know if the Eagles were to win the Super Bowl this year, do you know how many bunny tattoos will be in the Delaware Valley?
There's guys?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Everybody's going to get bunny tattoos.
Are you going to get a bunny tattoo?
Yeah.
You going to take one out of Marx's playbook?
I don't want one. Yeah.
It's an animal.
Could you get a fierce bunny?
I could get the Donnie Darko bunny. You've never seen that movie. That's an evil bunny, but it's like the wrong vibe. Right. Yeah. And honestly, my tattoos aren't fierce. I got smiling puppies and stuff.
That's what kind of makes
sense.
Well,
you got a Hello Kitty tattoo on you.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be Hello Kitty.
But it's Hello Kitty.
Well, it's a little different. It wasn't supposed to be Hello Kitty.
You also have a cow on you.
I do have a cow.
How many animals?
Why do you have a cow and you don't eat meat?
It says don't eat meat.
It's a symbol of what he stands for. Yeah.
So truthfully, what happened
I've
with
never
that
seen
one?
Seen that one.
That was on my chest. Truthfully, what happened with that one is there's an artist I really like. He did a different rebel tattoo. Yeah. And he's from Canada, and he was doing a guest spot in New York. And I was like, "Hey, I want to like reserve some time, get you to do something." He's like, "All right, what do you want?" I was like, "I just want something vegan, animal rights related. You come up with something." And he goes, okay. And I show up, and he has this cow head that says, don't eat me on it. Well, you went literal with that, but let's do it.
That's awesome.
That one's right here.
I haven't seen that one. How the hell did you know that?
He's brought it up before. Yeah.
But you haven't seen it.
No. I haven't seen Spike's chest.
So how many animals? I have Rebel here.
Yeah.
The cow here, that's two. Scotchy here, that's three.
Oh, you did get Scotchy. Okay.
Yeah, right here on the ribcage.
Is Alabama on there?
Alabama's on my leg.
Yeah.
That's the biggest one. That was like 8.5 hours. That was after she died.
A cat?
Yeah, it's my cat.
Yeah.
I loved her. Rebel here.
You put a tattoo of her on you. I'm assuming you did.
Rebel here. That's one, two.
Two Rebel
three,
tattoos?
Four, three Rebel tattoos.
Wow.
And Alabama here as well. There's another cat.
Okay.
There. Yeah.
We're gonna talk you into doing a positivity bunny tattoo.
Oh, you definitely need a hip hop.
Yeah.
I'm not getting hip hop.
You're getting hip hop.
I'll get the Easter bunny before I get hip hop. I don't like hip hop. No offense. I don't like anything about
That's that right, logo. He hates that era.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Where we got that from?
Shut up.
He hates that era.
I don't hate the era.
Oh, you do.
You do. Iverson, hip hop, the jerseys.
Iverson, yeah. You hate the jerseys.
We didn't win anything. I just want to remind everyone.
We won the Eastern Conference.
Well, okay. I thought we were in Titletown USA here. Championships. Is anyone given, the Phillies credit for winning the two straight division titles? Nobody cares.
No, I'm with you.
Nobody cares. Second place is first loser. That's what I was told.
That is true.
Dan in California. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, man. How you guys doing, man? Ike, I was getting the cooler loaded up, and I was short of something. Can I get a little Ike juice?
Oh, hook him up. Come on, Fritz.
He's been drinking that Ike juice.
It's all good. Yeah, I got the family in the car. We're in the way of the game. We're in a little bit of traffic right here, but
okay.
That bunny, bruh, that is, I'm embarrassed. I'd rather see a belt hanging up in there to remind AJ and him to stop running off sides and stuff like that. Like, I don't understand what a freaking bunny is going to do. It's just going to, I live out here. It's cowboy country out here, believe it or not, in California.
Yeah.
If we lose this game, my phone is going to be blowing up. My kids are already getting bunny stuff in the group chats. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be tough here.
Yeah, this is dangerous. This is on the Eagles. Yep. I mean, listen, I know A.J. Dillon brought this out.
It's on A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, well, listen, they
could have taken it down.
Exactly, they could have taken it down.
And they let the bunny be in there when the media walked in.
Yes.
So,
this is on them, man.
Yeah, A.J. Yeah. Dillon brought it in. Somebody could have gone, hey, this is corny, get the bunny out of here before the media walks in. They didn't do it, so they're all responsible now.
Yep.
100%. I just got two more things. It's criminal that Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame. I think it's a joke, plain and simple. And I just want to get a Eagles chant with the family in the car.
I'll go for it.
For sure, yeah.
Y'all ready? Y'all
yes,
ready?
Sir. Yes,
Let's
sir.
Let's go.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
Dan,
we're going to try that one more time,
yeah,
Dan.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a better one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, get the family all in unison.
Hold on.
Get them to wake up. Yeah.
I know you're in traffic.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
I got you.
We get a better one.
Let's go, y'all.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
That's
what I'm talking about right there. Yes, there we go.
Yes, well done, Dan.
Enjoy it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be so lovely watching our Eagles fans show up tonight. I hope the team shows up tonight.
Because the fans will show up tonight. I didn't ask
They will show up tonight.
I didn't ask Joe from Fans of Philly how many, but I'm sure when
see some good photos and videos.
Well, when he's booking these trips at the beginning of the year, a warm weather game at a cold time is prime.
Yeah.
It's
going to be 65-35 tonight.
Eagles fans.
65% Eagles fans.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Eagles fans out there, too, that already live out there, or if you live on that side of the
country.
Or
if you live on that side of the country, you know you can get tickets.
Now, what stars are we getting tonight? Kevin Hart? Bradley Cooper?
Well, your guy will be there.
Miles Teller?
No, Trout.
Oh, Trout. No,
he's out here.
Yeah, he's here.
You don't think he'd fly out there for it?
Maybe.
Nah.
Yeah. Nope. Okay.
Nope.
All right. So Kevin Hart, yes.
Who is that? Who's that person we put on flames for being at the Super Bowl? Apparently an Eagles fan. We found out she was actually a Giants fan.
Oh, that was a female. Yeah. Who was that?
Her dad was a host on WIP, but it was in like the 60s.
Yeah.
She's an actress.
She is.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway.
But she seems legit, and it
seems She does not seem legit.
She does seem legit.
You are full of it.
And do you know who else is an Eagles fan? Jenny Garth Kelly from Beverly Hills 90210
Okay.
is also an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Maybe David Boreanaz? Maybe he's out there.
I haven't heard his name in a while.
Yeah, Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, people forget I buried David Boreanaz. Whatever. Yeah. You know, I didn't know who he was, and I kept him on hold as David in L.A. for about 20 minutes.
He did. He hadn't called back since.
He hasn't called back since.
Yep.
Or responded to text messages.
David, if you're out there, we'll take your call right away. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's probably a good that's a good amount.
Yeah.
That'll be there.
SoFi seems like a cool stadium.
It seems like they show up more for the Rams.
Yes.
Though, right? It seems like they show up for the Rams a little bit more.
More than the Chargers?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There are some Rams fans, at least.
Yeah.
And the team's really good, you know, so. And they have
and at least the Rams
coach in the
were
NFL.
There.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah.
Like, the Chargers have no connection to Los Angeles.
They're a San Diego team.
Yes.
They should be in San Diego. Go back to San Diego.
What city would allow an NFL team to leave? That's crazy.
Well,
I agree.
They left in the middle of the night when they left
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Right?
I know. Yeah. I'm just saying nowadays, why would you allow
Cleveland?
It's a cash cow.
Well, San Diego's like, hey man. You know, they're so laid back.
The Padres do very well.
Yeah, but football, it's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Not the same thing.
Well, I was told baseball was dead. I'm just like, you know.
Oh, this guy. Football's king. I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
Baseball was dead.
Yeah. And one last thing on the bunny. The bunny is the highest leverage thing we've seen here. Because if they turn the season around, the bunny will be legendary.
Yep.
If they don't turn the season around,
we're going to make it infamous.
We're going to have to cut players. Sirianni's going to get fired.
Yep.
It's going to be the worst thing that ever happened, the bunny.
And cancel Easter around here.
Yes. That's a good point. How's the poor bunny? You know, when at the mall, where the bunny's sitting there taking pictures with kids, if this season goes wrong... But what's going to happen to that poor bunny?
He's forever attached to this season.
Yes,
man.
We're going to have a. We'll call Furry Bruce in. Maybe we'll have a Easter Wolf instead of the Easter Bunny.
Roger Rabbit.
Yes, that's another one.
Bugs Bunny.
So Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5?
Well, speaking of the bunny, best gimmicks Philly sports teams have tried or done.
All right.
Some have worked.
Some have not.
Some have not.
Okay, that is coming up.
I'm interested in hearing this.
Yeah, I am too. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Well, listen, it's game night. Are you kidding me? I know I'm not the only one. Can't wait to get home. They're already sitting in the fridge. Got them on ice. I'm talking Surfsides. Come on, man. Come on, man. My Surfsides, lemonade, and vodka. Yep, I'm ready for the night. May need 2 or 3 of them tonight with this game. Now, Surfside is the perfect fit this holiday season as well. Now, whether you're watching football like tonight, whether you're hitting the slopes or you're warming up to the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and 0 bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.